This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. officials continue their analysis of the 12,000-page dossier on Iraq's weapons program that arrived at UN headquarters in New York over the weekend. Iraq says the document shows that it no longer has weapons of mass destruction or a means to deliver them. A complete copy of the report was transferred to Washington yesterday within hours of its arrival in New York. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and Syria's UN representative were said to be unhappy with the decision to place the lone copy of the report in the hands of the Bush administration. Within Iraq, the pace of the inspections is increasing, with more inspectors arriving in Baghdad today. New York Times correspondent John Burns is in Baghdad. On what have the inspectors been concentrating?
Well, they're known as established sites in the main. That's about 900 sites were inspected previously between 1991 and 1998. Some other sites that have grown out of the United Nations' own verification process during the years when they were not here. The real crunch on this is going to come when that document that you've just described is analyzed by the United Nations itself and by the United States and other Security Council members, prompting further inquiries. That is to say, if they take leads from that document as to where banned weapons work may still be going on in spite of the Iraqi denials, or they decide, having seen the Iraqi denial, to put into the hands of the United Nations information that they have about secret sites, then those inspections will take on an entirely new cast and heat.
Have the teams run into any problems?
Up to now, I think you'd have to say that Iraqi cooperation with the teams has been impeccable, at least on the level of complying with procedures, instant access, and on the few test cases that there have been so far where equipment that should have been there is not there, the Iraqis have quickly identified where it was moved to, and the inspectors have gone on and, in every case that I'm aware of, have eventually established that the equipment had been moved to a site which the UN can monitor were correct. So up until now, there's no smoking gun.
How many inspectors will eventually be in Iraq, and when will that be?
Well, of course, this has been a point of contention with the Bush administration. They started off with 17 on the 27th of November. They moved up Sunday with an extra 25 who went to work yesterday. So there are 42. There will be 100 by Christmas, as many as 300 by February or March of next year.
Do the inspectors have access to the information in that 12,000-page report?
They do not at the moment. There was originally only three copies. One for the Security Council, one for the Weapons Inspection Agency based in the United Nations headquarters in New York, and one for the International Atomic Energy Agency. No copy was left for the inspectors, and they will not get a copy for some time. So we're told by the spokesman for the inspectors here that we shouldn't expect any leaks, and they're still flying blind, in that sense at least.
Has mention of the dossier appeared in the Iraqi news media?
Absolutely. I think you have to say in defense of the Iraqis, whatever we may make of their performance in the past, that producing a 12,000-page document in 30 days, actually a little less than that for various logistical reasons here, was quite a performance. And there are a lot of very tired Iraqi scientists and engineers in this country. Please understand, I'm not saying that this document is telling the truth. We don't know if it's telling the truth. The Iraqis say it is. But simply the production of it was a considerable problem for this country.
This UN mandate under which the inspectors are operating allows them to take Iraqi scientists abroad for questioning. Has that happened? And if not, do you think it's likely to happen?
I think it's highly, highly unlikely. I think it's almost chimerical. And I'll tell you why. Anybody who actually has lived and worked in Iraq knows this is an authoritarian state. To get a scientist and his extended family to the United Nations headquarters and then to the airport without alerting the security agencies of this country, who are in a position, of course, to dissuade members of the extended family and thus the scientist himself, is just a believable scenario. Further problem, of course, is that the weapons inspectors believe that this program would be infiltrated. In other words, that the scientists would be placed in it who would give misleading information and tie the United Nations up in knots. We'll have to see how this plays out, but my guess is that they're hoping for something like when Saddam Hussein's son-in-law, General Hussein Kamel, who then ran all these banned weapons programs, defected to Jordan and gave the blueprint to the CIA.
New York Times reporter John Burns in Baghdad.